Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Amazing historic events happened on the day of the March for Life. That was actually January 19, 2018. First of all, President Donald Trump became the first president since 1973, since Roe versus Wade was ultimately issued by the Supreme Court, to give a live address to those gathered for the March for Life. And the Department of Health and Human Services announced two major significant actions to protect human life and the conscience rights of America. We're going to be talking about that on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel.
You know, Matt, that was a busy day there on the Hill, wasn't it?
Huge day.
We were cranking out press releases left and right.
It's like, oh, we have to get this one out. Oh, another one has to come out. It was a very busy day.
It was. And there's also the Abortion Survivor Act was also passed.
So the House passed the Abortion Survivor Act as well.
It was a huge day for life.
And that was the day before the March for Life. They passed that. But it was very busy, very, very busy. But the Department of Health and Human Services, Matt, announced two major actions. The first, of course, the main thing was they established the Conscience and Religious Freedom Division in the Office of Civil Rights, the OCR, and they announced a new policy. First, the HHS Office of Civil Rights announced a new policy to enforce 25 existing statutory conscience provisions for Americans involved in HHS-funded programs to protect religious freedom and conscience rights of healthcare professionals, including doctors and nurses and other professionals, from being forced to participate in procedures such as abortion, sterilization, or assisted suicide that violate their conscience. That's number one. Number two, they also announced a provision regarding Medicare and Medicaid services. They issued new guidance to state Medicaid directors restoring state flexibility to decide state program standards. Now, what also we know is that 15 states, Matt, have moved to defund Planned Parenthood. But these efforts, as you remember, were stopped under the Obama administration. No longer under the Trump administration will that be stopped.
And that's a great start to have states moving to defund Planned Parenthood. But we need to have the federal government defund Planned Parenthood. I believe that that is a goal of this president. And can you imagine under the Obama administration, the Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights having a dedicated unit focused on religious liberty and freedom of conscience? There's no possible way. So this president will just, they say actions speak louder than words. These are, you've just listed a litany of tangible actions taken by Congress, by this administration, by, this is a different time. We are under an administration now that respects life and freedom of conscience, and it is so refreshing.
You know, and there's the hope even more, I think, now that to not only reverse Roe versus Wade, but to see that not one single tax dollar goes to Planned Parenthood to commit human genocide.
Well, you know, we have a big movement in the states that happened under the Obama administration, and it happened after Sandra Merritt and David DeLaden ultimately released these different videos to show what was going on behind Planned Parenthood doors. Now,
Sandra's our client.
We're defending her against a multimillion dollar lawsuit filed by Planned Parenthood and also about the criminal charges filed against her by the Attorney General of California for releasing, for doing these videos and really doing America and the unborn children a huge service.
Yes.
Well, many states began to defund Planned Parenthood, but the Obama administration blocked that, wouldn't allow that to happen from a federal level. So now what we have is President Donald Trump is elected, and it's a sea change, both on religious freedom and on the sanctity of human life. Who would have thought back then when all of the primary controversies were going on and the elections were taking place that he literally would become the most pro-life president in American history.
It's awesome.
And the most pro-religious freedom president.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had presidents talk about the sanctity of human life. We've had presidents talk about religious freedom. But the difference between Donald Trump and previous presidents that even would have a few sentences on these topics is that not only does he talk about it, but he's a person of action.
As well as our vice president, too.
And, oh, yeah, our
We've
vice
got
president,
a strong
no question.
Team there. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, and you mentioned the vice president. You know, he introduced at the March for Life, he introduced President Trump at the Rose Garden, and mm-hmm. both of them in their own right had powerful pro-life yeah. speeches.
Right.
Mike Pence is no stranger to the pro-life movement either.
Right. And he spoke at it last year as well. So.
Yeah, he did. He spoke at it last year.
He was live there.
And Kellyanne Conway. But, you know, it's amazing. Yeah, the vice president speaks about the sanctity of human life. He introduces the president, which gives an amazing message. A sentence that he said was just right to the point. He said, "The March for Life is a movement born out of love."
I
and
love
that really
that.
Encapsulates
yeah.
it. It really is. And then on that same day, in the morning, at 10:30, this big announcement occurred. So you have 10:30 in the morning, this announcement occurred. And then in just afternoon, the president and vice president speak to the crowd. But the Office of Civil Rights in the Department of HHS now is moving forward with some serious action. They yeah. also have a proposed new policy that they put forth because the Obama administration repealed it in 2011. They are open for business. Roger Severino, who is the head of this division, has indicated very plainly that the Obama administration never did anything to help, in fact, did everything to hinder protection of conscience and religious freedom. And now this administration is open for business. They are ready to enforce, they're ready to educate, and they're ready to move forward with policy provisions. So this is a huge, yeah. huge development for the rights of conscience, particularly those people who are confronted with abortion procedures or abortion, sterilization, or assisted suicide that violates their conscience.
Doctors, nurses, other professionals, those type of, that could be in those situations, right?
Yeah. And Matt, you mentioned that President Obama did everything he possibly could to hinder, up to and including, as you pointed out, and it bears repeating, just blatant and raw intimidation and threats. There were 15 yeah. states that had moved to defund Planned Parenthood. And the Obama administration sent the DOJ sent letters to these states threatening them and claiming that that would put them at odds with federal law. Just completely nonsense. Pulled it out of their hat. It's not rooted in reality whatsoever. Mm. Well, President Trump said, no, we're going to go ahead and actually follow the law. The new policy not only allows those 15 states to move forward with their defunding of abortion providers like Planned Parenthood, but it opens the doors now for all, Lord willing, all 50 states to yeah. do the same, and then ultimately for the federal government to take away that half a billion dollars a year of our taxpayer dollars that go to fund the live dismemberment of precious babies.
Well, yeah. President Trump is definitely in favor of defunding Planned Parenthood and their abortion procedures. The House has repeatedly voted to defund Planned Parenthood. The problem that we have is Democrats in the Senate and a couple of wishy-washy Republicans that ultimately still can't get past a vote to defund Planned Parenthood. That's something that we have to focus on in 2018. We won't rest until Planned Parenthood is defunded at the federal level. They shouldn't receive any federal dollars. But, you know, this office of the Department of HHS is now going to be doing enforcement. They will also be providing information on their website. You can go to Liberty Counsel's press release, lc.org, and click on the front page where it talks about Liberty Alerts. Scroll down to January 18 and 19, and you're going to see two press releases. The January 18 press release actually includes the HHS website, along with the direct URL to the place where you can file complaints. If you have questions, give us a call at 407-875-1776. I could not have been more thrilled listening to Roger Severino speak about this new policy and the change of the direction of the Department of HHS. And all of this goes back to a historic election of President Donald J. Trump. You know, there's a lot of noise out there. I encourage you to look beyond the noise, look beyond the distraction, because when you look at what reality is, what this president has done in 1 year on the issue of religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, national security, the war against terror, and standing with Israel, just to name a few, not to mention the historic tax bill and the tax cuts, It is unbelievable what has happened in just 1 year. Pray for the president. Pray for Liberty Counsel. Visit lc.org. And remember Liberty Counsel in your financial contributions this year as we move forward to protect the sanctity of human life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.